You are listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. This is Catherine Cruz. Resorts across the state have closed their doors, sending thousands of hotel workers home and hotel guests packing. We talked to Chris Tatum, the head of the Hawaii Tourism Authority, about riding out this shutdown of our number one industry and what's ahead when we get past this tumultuous time.
Right now, our latest count, we got 121 properties closed. They've stopped operations. Usually hotels and accommodation properties, they still have security on staff. They have engineers who maintain the facilities and those parts, but they're just not accepting reservations. Where our role as HTA was initially to advise the leadership in the government on what we think will have the biggest impact relative to how we can, as an industry, support what their goals were. The idea of, first of all, sharing with visitors that it's probably not a good time to come here. They should focus on their health and well-being and their wherever they live. And then the second piece was when there was the quarantine announcement, which, again, that was clearly, we had long conversations with the governor and how we can support them on that and how important that is. And it sends the message to the world that we're focused on our community right now, and we love what you've done over the years coming here, and we still love you. However, this is not the time to come to Hawaii. We're focused on mitigating the spread of the virus here, and also we want to make sure we have the resources from a medical standpoint to take care of the residents that live here. So, you know, when you think about it, on a normal day, we would have 250,000 plus visitors here in the state of Hawaii visiting across the state. For the most part, those visitors are gone. So the hope is by doing that, it frees up resources to focus in on our residents. And that was really our goal behind it. So we wanted to do it in an orderly manner. So fortunately, the governor made the announcement, I believe it was on a Saturday, and then we had most of them out by Thursday by the time the quarantine came around. You know, the quarantine, it's not really your ideal vacation to come out to Hawaii and spend 2 weeks in a room. But more importantly, they should be taking care of their own situation wherever they live and allow Hawaii to take care of the residents here.
You know, over the weekend, I've had a couple of calls from people who were concerned about vacation rentals. So they were certainly putting pressure on some of those visitors.
Well, I live in Kailua. I will tell you, there are, in our neighborhood, places where you had vacation rentals, clearly, I have no problem explaining to people that what they're supposed to do. The challenge we have with the illegal vacation rentals is we don't know where they are. We don't know all their addresses, and that is a challenge for that segment. Hopefully, as we go through this process, that's going to be an important thing that we reevaluate. I know there were already, those counties were working hard to address that challenge, but that was, I think a lot of it was the impact on the neighborhoods. However, this really brings out the challenge we have in an emergency situation on communicating with those people. So that is going to be an ongoing. I think we need to continue to put it out in the market. We've got it in all of our channels. We provide the direct Department of Health information and the CDC information through all of our channels, all of our global marketing partners, all of our websites to try to get that information. The platforms have even expressed to us that they are emailing all of their customers that information. I hope they are, but that's what they have told us when we've reached out to them. We just need to continue to communicate.
We're just coming off of the decision by Japan to postpone the Olympics, and I know you were in Japan with the governor, you know, earlier this year, trying to talk up the Olympics and surfing. And, you know, what a great opportunity is to showcase Hawaii. Any thoughts on that going forward?
Well, it just goes to show you how quickly things change. You know, when we were in Japan, the Japanese resident, they love Hawaii. This is their number one aspirational destination. And there's such a connection here with Japan for a number of reasons. The postponement of the Olympics, I think, is clearly the right decision. And our hope is that we can support them in 2021. They are very respectful of Hawaii. I've done a couple interviews with the Japanese media and explain to them why it's important them not to come. And they get it. They understand it. They need to focus in on their residents and their community. I think Hawaii will always be a destination that the Japanese visitor wants to come to. However, they clearly know, and we're continuing to put out to everyone, this is not the time to come to Hawaii.
And, you know, one component of this is, as places shut down, that occurs to me is security. I worry about the retail shops and, you know, the hotels. I'm sure they're going to have to beef up their security just to protect from anyone, you know, up to no good.
In discussions with the hotels, the ones that I've talked to are keeping their security staff on. You know, what they don't have to do is, most of the hotels do have a security team doing rounds up on the floors. So obviously they don't need to do that when the room, for the most part, the hotel's empty. So I think they're just redeploying their resources to the perimeter of the properties and being able not only from a security standpoint, but to answer questions for people who try to enter the facilities, to explain to them what's going on and making sure there's a clear understanding on whether the hotel is accepting business or not, which, to be honest with you, most of them are not.
Anything else that you think is going to be priority here in the next month or so as they expect the number of cases to spike?
You know, I think our role, I think in the industry in general, is really to focus on this social distancing and making sure that everyone's aligned. And the quicker that we address it and make sure that we're doing everything we can to stop the spread, no matter how aggressive it needs to be, I think the better for us in the long run. Hopefully the residents of Hawaii, which I've been all my life, understand that, you know, most of the visitors are gone now. So now it's up to us. You know, are we gonna step up and say, hey, listen, this is our home, this is our community, we're not gonna let this spread occur. And we're going to keep our social distancing. We're going to wash our hands. We're going to do everything that the health experts have told us to do. That's going to be, I think, the future for us. And I believe that's the case. You know, as obviously we've got a lot of things that we're doing 7 days a week. I try to walk around Waikiki periodically, see what's going on. I walked around Kailua over the weekend. For the most part, I think people get it, but there's still, we still got a ways to go to really make people understand that this can kill people. And we're in not a huge community. We only got 1.4 million people that live in Hawaii. We can make an impact if we're all in it together. But you know, if everyone's not on board and understanding that, you know, whether they're a high risk or not, they could pass it along, that's going to be how we are either successful or not.
In talking with economist Paul Brubaker, he brought up the issue of the technology, is that these unusual times are forcing us to rely on technology more and more. Once we get on the other side of this, have there been discussions started about how we can employ this technology? I think in some cities, they're actually screening people, you know, as they come in to find out if you've got a fever, not just signing a form, you know, or there may be apps to track people, you know, when they come in, okay, where did you go? And, you know, you've got to check in daily, just so we know you are where you say you are.
I think he's right. That's clearly not right in my lane on that technology. We're actually using all of our social media and technology to get that information out to the visitors not to come now, and then eventually we'll use that to get them to come back. But when they come back, I guess to your is the question on how's that gonna work? Because reality is, we're a vacation spot for people from around the world. Although certain areas may be farther along in the process, all of them come to visit Hawaii. I think we need to figure out at what point will we allow them to come back, and what's the process going to be when they do come back. And I think to your point and what Paul's point is, you know, there has to be something that makes people feel comfortable. I know that's how I feel about my family. I want to make sure that we're not bringing the virus in.
I guess maybe the other point, too, is, you know, once we get through this, is there anything that you worry, some aspect of this economy that may not come back?
I think, you know, a lot of the things are happening relative, I guess, with the federal support of small businesses. You know, our focus right now is doing everything we can to have the employees in the industry keep their health benefits as long as this crisis is occurs. Most of the big companies will have committed to 30 to 90 days, but if it gets past that, how do we support these companies to keep benefits for our employees? Because I think the unemployment benefits are great, and I think it's important for them to be able to pay their bills, and that's just a basic economy, but they need to have their health insurance. So that's one of the things we're really focused on right now. As far as the future, you know, I'm concerned about how a place like Hawaii that receives visitors from all over the world, you know, when will we feel comfortable that we got to make sure that whatever we do, we feel comfortable that we're doing everything we can to protect the people that live here. I think that's what concerns me the most, on making sure that we have a process to do that in the future. We've been fortunate to this point. The numbers, yes, the numbers are going up, but, you know, when I look at these other states, it's scary. So I think we have an opportunity now to do the right thing and do everything we can to prevent the spread.
Okay. All right. We've got to keep our fingers crossed and wash our hands.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thanks so much, Chris.
Catherine, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
We have been talking with Chris Tatum, head of the Hawaii Tourism Authority.